Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Window Nation. On a day the Phillies announced Aaron Nola will be shut down for at least 2 weeks with a different injury than the ankle. Mick Abel struggled with his command, giving up 3 home runs in the Phillies' 8-4 loss to the Cubs. Abel, 3 walks after giving up none in his first 2 starts. He did get out of a bases loaded jam in the 4th with a strikeout of Kyle Tucker. Meantime, Aaron Nola said to be dealing with a rib cage problem. Eagles wrapped up their final practice till training camp. Jahad Campbell, limited, did do position drills, but he is not expected on the practice field till August sometime.
I think we're probably the only sport that practices more than they play. You know, he's going to be getting a lot of those opportunities to watch walkthrough, to watch practice and get those mental reps. As a guy is not in, obviously you're not working the fundamentals of block destruction or tackling or how to take the football away, but what you're trying to make sure that they have the mental part of the game down.
That's Nick Sirianni. Says there won't be a timetable on when Campbell will be ready. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free between now and June 30th, plus pay nothing for 24 months. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Sunny, high 86, currently 70. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Wow. Weird Al. It's funny when so that's great.
I haven't heard this version because, you know, like, yeah. I guess this he did this after I thought Weird Al was cool.
This is like mid-90s.
Yeah.
So, James, when you first started playing this, I was really looking forward to hearing the real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
then
know.
This one.
It's a bit of a tease.
But that's great. Now, listen, Weird Al is certainly weird but good, to say
hilarious.
The least. We're looking for the best weird but good ever. Who would be better, Weird Al or Dennis Rodman? Now, we said them ourselves. I mean, Dennis Rodman's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he helped the U.S. versus North Korea.
I mean, Weird Al literally has weird in his name.
Right. That is
hard.
That makes him extra difficult
yeah.
to beat. An
I
extra
know.
Layer
but
of
Rodman
solidification.
Was.
He was one of my favorite
weirdness.
Players.
He was incredible.
And then I got to meet him, and it's always a disappointment when you meet someone who's your favorite
oh,
player.
Oh, he did wing ball, right?
He did wing ball, and he was awful.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
it's a bummer.
It is a bummer. And one of the things I thought was a dichotomy with Rodman was, because obviously he could be like selfish and all that
yeah.
stuff off the you know, off the court, but he was the most team-oriented, do the dirty work.
Oh, to get rebounds?
Of our lifetime.
Of all time.
Like that I've ever seen, and maybe in all sports combined.
Like, I don't know that one play was ever run for him. The guy played for like 20 years. I don't know if anyone ran a play for him.
Probably
like, not one time. Like, hey, let's get the ball to Rodman this time down the court.
I just love
it. I don't know that it happened once.
I'm not sure why you'd want to do
that. Is he the only Hall of Famer that's never had a play run for him?
I mean, Ben Wallace, maybe. I don't know if he made it.
I don't know if he made it. Yeah.
But, you know,
Ben Wallace was so tough.
He was tough, man. He was really good, too. All right, let's get to something Elliot said and then right to the phone calls, because Eagles had a practice yesterday. It happened after our show. Elliot, after watching it, was able to call into Spike Eich and Boban show and talk about it. And he featured two players. By the way, I'll just say this on the Boban
every time it works.
It does. Thank you. I got a chuckle from Seltzer and Devin. I appreciate that.
You almost made me spit white water.
Thank you.
I just take it a sip.
Thank you. By the way, I'm totally good to go for the golf, ready to roll this month, waiting for dates to be given back to me just so we can circle it on the calendar and say, this is it. Rock and roll. So I'm ready. Just want putting that out there. All right. Elliot called into Spike Eich and the Oaf and featured two players in particular with the main thrust of his report.
There was a lot. They did a ton of team drills today. Jalen and the first team offense were probably out on the field for 26, 27 plays. Jalen had another really outstanding day. He was 20 of 21. I think he's 50 of 55 now in the three practices I've seen him. His best throw of the day was a deep touchdown to Devontae Smith. It was 7-on-7. It was probably about 30 yards out. Devontae was open, but he hit him, and it was a touchdown. Outside of that, Jalen kind of looked how he has for the past three practices, in control, good decisions. The only incompletion he had today was a pass over the middle to AJ, which was broken up by a defender. So really good practice from him. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I thought Kelee Ringo had an outstanding day today. He had a touchdown breakup in the corner of the end zone. I think it was McKee to Terrace Marshall in the back corner of the end zone. But the throw was good. Terrace Marshall got up for it, and Kelee met him at the high point, knocked the ball away. And then his best play of the day might have been a play where he didn't even get targeted. It was 7-on-7. He was matched up 1-on-1 with AJ. When the ball came to Jalen, you could see he was looking at AJ. He wanted to go that way. But Kelee was stride for stride with AJ down the sideline and was right with him, and the ball wasn't thrown that way. So on the final day where he gets to impress coaches, I thought Kelee had a really strong practice.
All right. Big marks for Jalen Hurts and Kelee Ringo.
That's a huge deal right
there. I agree with you, John.
Kelee Ringo putting that final signature on the offseason, especially when you're competing against a veteran like Adoree Jackson. That's hotly contested.
Well, he's also
right there.
Competing.
Adoree Jackson.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Well, he's also competing a little bit against Zaire Alexander now. The concept of him. Yeah. The concept of going and getting him and giving him money. Like, if you're Kelee Ringo, you want to convince Howie not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he, you know, made a strong push in that regard. I do think Zaire Alexander, you know, the longer he sits, man, if he wants to go somewhere and win, that feels so right for us. Yep. The only thing you'll worry about, the fact that the number of games over the last two seasons, it does feel like he's a disgruntled Packer. So the disgruntled player.
More than the money thing? Like other things?
He was suspended once for conduct detrimental.
There have been a few things.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know everything that goes into everything.
He named himself a captain and went out onto the field for the coin toss.
Oh, I do remember that. That's not good.
No.
I mean, think about it this way. He's one of the more talented corners in the league, and he's 28, and he just got cut by the Packers. Yeah. Not kept by the Packers.
There's some stuff where it feels like he might still be available for a bit, you know, and it might not be solved right away, the fact that he's out there and, you know, meandering aimlessly in limbo.
From Philly.
It does feel like,
it says from Philadelphia. I can find out.
A shot. Even though it didn't happen right away, it does feel like we, you know, because Howie is who Howie is and he has a way to work this stuff, I don't consider that out of the question. And I think an added layer of certainty, even though he is as uncertain as it gets in terms of cornerbacks, in terms of how many games he's put in these last two seasons, the talent level is worth taking a chance.
Yeah. Born here but moved early. But his birthday's February 9th. Same as Saquon and Cooper to G.
Oh, there you go.
Same as Super Bowl.
Bring them on.
I love how you say February 9th is Saquon and Cooper.
I said it as a joke, obviously.
Super Bowl 59. All right, to the phones. We're going to get to some Phil stuff shortly as well, because there was an update from Rob Thompson yesterday on Nola and Harper. It's not great on Nola. It's not. We'll get to that in a moment. Jermaine right now. Jermaine, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. How's everyone?
Great, Jermaine.
So I haven't called in some time because, you know, I just wanted to take a little break and just listen to you all. But I find myself calling in again because here we are again having an inauthentic conversation about Jalen Hurts and where he ranks as a quarterback. So my question is for the group, who would you deem the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Mahomes.
Right. So with that, and it's all about sustainable excellence, right, Joe?
I don't know if it's all about that, but, I mean, that's a huge part of it, yeah.
That's a huge part of it. Okay, yeah. We agree on that.
Sure.
So what I want to do is I want to give some numbers over the past 3 years since the benchmark is Mahomes, and he is the, you know, again, the benchmark for which football excellence gets measured.
I so like where this is heading right now, Jermaine.
Me too.
I have a feeling, Jermaine. I really dig this.
Keep going. Yeah. Tell me about this inauthenticity. Go ahead.
So for the past 3 years, I want to give you some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Passer rating, Mahomes 97.3, Hurts 97.2. Completion percentage, Mahomes 67.3, Hurts 66.7. Yards per attempt, Hurts 7.7, Mahomes 7.3. Yards per completion, Hurts 11.5, Mahomes 10.9. Interceptions per 100 attempts, Hurts 1.9, Mahomes 2. Touchdown passes per 100 attempts, Mahomes 5.1, Hurts 4.6. Wins-loss record, Mahomes 39-10, Hurts 37-10. Postseason passer rating, Mahomes 104.9, Hurts 102.5. And Super Bowl passer rating, Hurts 109.4, Mahomes 86.9. Super Bowl completion, Hurts 73.3, Mahomes 65.3. And Super Bowl record, as we all know, Mahomes 2-1, Hurts 1-1. So when we have these foolish conversations, like talking heads, like Sims and some of these other clowns,
and
that
DeCamera,
yeah,
said clowns. Well, we took that to mean
I'm
you.
I'm just trying to get figured out. I keep going.
Well, DeCamera, I want to give you respect because it's your show. But
I appreciate
you know
that.
It's foolish to rate him underneath five, and I push back strongly against five.
Jermaine, I put him five, just to be clear. I mean, I had him five.
I know you did, okay. But I wanted you to tell on yourself. But, you know, it when you're talking about the quarterbacks that he gets compared against,
yep.
he's a more accomplished quarterback than any of them. Outside of Mahomes, none of them have reached more Super Bowls than him, and none of them have won.
Well, okay, hold on. Jermaine, let me jump in here on a few points. So, look, the stats are fantastic. And I totally acknowledge it's a compelling case. There's no question. There's no question about that. I think the biggest thing that I consistently come back to, and it's probably something someone like Chris Sims comes back to, and to be clear, Chris Sims and I are not aligned. There's similarities of our thoughts, but we're not aligned. Chris Sims has him out of the top 10. I've got him five. Big difference. I think the thing that has consistently been one of my main points is I just think Jalen has more around him than these other quarterbacks. Now, you brought up something at the end there. You said accomplished. I think you used that word. So,
correct.
Phil Sims won a Super Bowl and won a lot of games in the 1980s. Won a lot. He was very accomplished. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I would not say he was better, for instance, than John Elway. Like, Phil Sims beat John Elway in a Super Bowl, but you wouldn't say Phil Sims was better than John Elway in the 1980s, right?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I'm just, again.
And you know what, and real quick, you know what I'm getting at, that Phil Sims had more around him, like Lawrence Taylor, and by the way, Bill Parcells, and Carl Banks, and great offensive lines, and so it's what Jalen has had around him.
He did have the best defense in football, Phil Sims.
No, I know, that's my point, yeah. So, for a period of the 80s. So my point, Jermaine, is, People like Chris Sims and me, I think we both try to bring to the table there are advantages Jalen has had that have made him look more accomplished than quarterbacks that may be better than him but have less around them.
So let me ask you this real quick.
Sure.
So isn't that what football is all about? So if you have a team like the Eagles have, mm-hmm. then that means that the GM is doing his job, right?
Absolutely.
So why would that be dinged against Hurts? When you have a GM having an organization that is doing what they're supposed to do in terms of their organization, and the pudding, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
No, no, hold on, hold on, Jermaine. Let me answer that. Let me answer that. So, absolutely, look, I don't hold it against the Eagles. It's phenomenal for the Eagles, 100%. It's not that I ding Jalen. I mean, it's just when we drill down on this player or that player, like take Barry Bonds or Bernie Williams. Who's a better player? Barry Bonds. Who won more? Mm-hmm. Bernie Williams. Mm-hmm. Bernie Williams had more around him. Like, doesn't mean... So, if we're going to do a ranking...
Quarterback in the NFL is a very... You can't compare it to... It's the most important position with the most on their plate doing the most things.
I don't disagree. But, Jermaine, when we're just doing a ranking, and that's part of what we've stumbled into today, I try to separate what's around the guy from what the player himself is. That's the way I look at it.
Right, and I think we get off kilter a little bit with the conversation, and while I was listening, waiting to get called on, you mentioned something about Chris Sims is more, he's leaving out the part as far as Jalen's leg.
Absolutely. Well,
But here's my thing, just push back slightly, Joe. I think you're not taking into account what a complete passer he is, because of all the numbers I gave you, what were they? They were all centered around passing. There was nothing that I gave you in terms of Jalen Hurts running or you know, rushing touchdowns or any of that.
Yeah, Jermaine, he's throwing to great players.
Well, the key is Mahomes, that neither of you guys are mentioning the thing that you always don't mention in these discussions. What? It's, yes, how you pass, how you throw, but what goes on above the shoulders, the type of leader you are, the type of work, all that stuff matters.
And James, you know I give him credit for that stuff.
Right, but I don't think you rate it enough when you're rating this stuff. Like, Jalen Hurts is going to get better. Phil Sims was 31 when he won the Super Bowl. 31.
Yeah,
Jalen's
in his
Jalen's 26.
I get it, but Jermaine, just to bring it back to the passing for a second. So, look, obviously Mahomes in the last 3 years has had one major advantage, although less than he used to, which is Kelce, who's probably the best catching tight end of all time, but clearly not
as... And Andy.
You're right, and Andy. But he's not as good as he used to be, Kelce. That's obvious. But he hasn't had Tyreek Hill the last 3 years. He used to have him. I mean, Jalen's had this, you know, incredible offensive line and two great wide receivers. Anyway, Jermaine, I appreciate the call. It's very interesting. I hope you don't find the conversation inauthentic. I find that word disappointing because, if anything, I would hope after all these years, if you listen to me, I think I'm very authentic in giving you, I'm very authentic in giving you my honest opinion. Whether you like it or not, it's my authentic opinion.
Yeah, so just for clarity, there was no disrespect to you or wasn't pointed at you.
Thanks.
I'm saying like Chris Sims and the people who
Thank
rank
you.
Him, you know, 11,
I agree.
12. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Jermaine, give me an answer. You can join us at the Phil's game today if you're one of three people with the three best answers today on the show. Who or what is weird but good?
I would say sprinkling salt on your fruit.
Well, that is weird. I've never done it.
I like that.
Let me tell you.
It is pretty good.
So, on watermelon?
Cantaloupe.
So good.
Really?
Oh, another good one?
Cantaloupe. Salt
Any melon?
Cantaloupe?
The watermelon is probably the best, though.
The sweet and the sweet and the salty? Yeah. Oh, it's outstanding.
So, you know what I'm intrigued by?
It's really bad for us to do that, though.
I know.
It's not healthy.
We didn't ask about
crazy.
Health.
I have high blood pressure. I got to watch the sodium intake. So I need to steer
just a
clear.
A tiny little bit.
But it is.
Right. I do think it's a little weird, though. And if they say it's good, then I think it counts.
It is weird and good.
And you know what I'm very, very, very intrigued by? Jermaine winning.
Strawberries?
And me and him continue this conversation.
Not
battling. It's just nine innings of Jalen talk today. That'd be wonderful.
That would be cool. And you know that
that'd be great.
We could put salt on a strawberry for Joe, and he could have his second strawberry of all time.
Yeah,
tried it on a strawberry, but
not
melon
happening.
Has been very good.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question for the majority of last season. How would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? We got three choices here. Great, good, and mediocre. The second question. So let's get to this here for a second, and then we're going to get to this Rob Thompson audio. Which is more important for the Phils to make a trade for? An outfielder or a relief pitcher? Man, I go back and forth on this one because for a while I thought they'd have all these starting pitchers that they could put into the bullpen. And now, okay, so before we even drill down on it, let's get to what Rob Thompson said yesterday about Aaron Nola. Like, who knows when he's going to pitch? Here's a little bit on Bryce Harper and an awful lot on Aaron Nola from Rob Thompson yesterday.
Status quo for Bryce, treatments only. Feels a little bit better. Knowles had an MRI last night. He's got a stress reaction in his right rib. So he's no throw for 2 weeks.
So do you no longer think it's from him being sick that he had that?
I have no idea, because he doesn't really remember the moment that it happened. So it just, I think he just woke up one day and it was sore. So the MRI confirmed it.
So you're looking at least a month, probably more than that, for his return?
Yeah, I don't know the day of return, but I know he's not going to throw, not even going to play catch for 2 weeks.
All right, let me just start with the two comments. One, this is bad, except if it's good.
Not even going to play catch for 2 weeks.
Well, hold on. So here's the thing. This could explain why he was struggling so much. Like, when he went on the disabled list, and it was like, he's got an ankle. And I was like, what? He's got an ankle?
Wow.
Well, but the I was about to call it lung, the rib cage thing, I believe, happened, like that happened after.
Yeah,
he was already on IL because he was sick.
The coughing.
He's saying the rib happened while he was injured.
Have you ever coughed so bad when you've got an awful cold and it literally feels like your rib cage is going to come apart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're saying basically happened. Like,
so, yeah, apparently so it's unrelated to his pitching. Sick last week when they were on the road trip. And that's when it happened. And it's apparently like a stress fracture to your ribs.
Holy cow. I've seen crazy stuff go on with the illness thing that branches into actual physical harm for a guy. I've seen like what we're talking about here, where guys get sick and cough and have like rib involvement. I've seen guys who get they get ill, they get a little bit dehydrated, and then of course before a game they want to get the IV to get rehydrated as quickly as possible. But if you get too hydrated, it actually makes you cough more. So you've got guys who are coughing to begin with, who then, because they've overhydrated, it's almost like you're osmotically drowning. Like you have put so much fluid in your system. You're now like your lungs are starting to fill up. Or at least that was the impression that I got at the time of what was happening. It was very mad.
Yeah, Devin, didn't they say that sickness went through like the whole clubhouse? Like a lot of guys were sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think sounds Aaron like Nola is some one havoc. Of them.
Well, it's not good. I mean, like, I just hope they can solve whatever's going on with like his arm.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I care most about. I mean, I want his health to be healthy, but
well,
the five years
after this year are important too. You know what I mean? They are.
So to bring it back to which part of the team is more important to address, so my first answer is I don't know. Outfield or relief pitcher, because I see them both as really, really not good. And so on one hand, Justin Crawford could be up here any day. On the other hand, he can only play one position, not two. We don't even know if he'll be good as a rookie, right? A rookie. You know, like a rookie.
Super young rookie,
you know, and then you look at the relief pitching and like at some point you'll get a couple games from Alvarado, but it's not many. He's going to have like 20 games or something.
And ultimately, as we know, all that matters is the playoffs and what the bullpen looks like then.
And, you know, the idea of bringing all these starting pitchers into the bullpen, like Taiwan, enough of that. I mean, not enough of that, but it's not...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not a solution to anything.
He didn't know what the score was.
It's not, yeah, it's, you know, it's not good.
But he's not used to
it. All right, something Jalen Hurts said yesterday about the Eagles' offense looking to counter the adjustments by opposing defenses. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Jalen on what's going on with the Eagles' offense as they look to drill down on how to adjust things for this upcoming year. We'll get to that in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, and white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with a simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality, and you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, show the camera and John Ritchie. I just got a text from a buddy. I'm just going to put this out there. He says, listening to callers about Jalen. Joe, make sure you use Paul Skeens as an example. Not a bad point.
As an example.
Of someone who doesn't have stuff around them, but plays well.
Yeah. But that's a different sport.
But
it is what it is. I mean, it's what it is.
But again, you overrate this. You put way too much. There are a lot of quarterbacks who have stuff around them. Joe Burrow has as arguably the best receiving duo in the sport 100% around him. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes has the best head coach, offensive coach we've ever seen in our lives, including a great offensive line every year. Like, I get your point, but I think you overrate it. There are so many great quarterbacks.
And I think, here's my retort. You ready?
I know you don't.
I think you underrate it.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's listen to Jalen talking yesterday about how the Eagles' offense could counter the adjustments by defenses. Here's what he said.
Teams will obviously adapt to what he did last year. So I guess how can you guys as an offense kind of adjust to their adjustments?
Well, they have to pick their poison. And so it's just a matter of going out there and executing. You know, we got to make sure we're in a good position to go do what we're going to do. And then, you know, when someone gets an opportunity to make something happen, make it happen.
And that's certainly what he did in the Super Bowl, because it was very obvious. KC loaded the box to stop Saquon. They did. They absolutely were one of the very few teams that limited Saquon to the point where he was incredibly limited. And Jalen feasted. And that was a tremendous credit to him that he was able to do that. Let's go to the phone.
So why do we start this season as that's like we're resetting and saying that you're concerned he's not able to do that?
Well, I don't think he'll do it to that extent that often.
Why?
Because I've seen him play enough that I think what happened in the Super Bowl is more of an aberration than the norm. But we'll see.
What about the game before that?
He was
we had two aberrations in a row.
Well, what about the four months before that?
I understand that.
It was a new offense with a new coordinator.
Jalen in the passing game, regular season, passing game, great, good, mediocre.
I would go good. Okay. Because you know that I have problems.
James, let's get everyone on the record. Play caller.
Great, good, or mediocre?
I would say good in the passing game.
Devin,
good.
John,
good. With a new
mediocre
offensive play caller and coordinator.
What's that?
A new offensive play caller and coordinator every year. The only year he's had the same guy 2 years in a row was Shane Steichen, and we went to the Super Bowl and lost. Yep. And you remember how much better he looked in year two.
That was his best year. 2022 was his best year.
Imagine if he has multiple years with Kevin Petullo.
We shall see. Let's get to David in Wilmington. David, good morning, buddy.
What's going on, guys? So I called early on Monday flipping out that Kevin Long needs to be fired, and I still feel that way today. Bryson Stott can't hit his way out of a paper bag. Like, he shouldn't even be in a lineup.
Look, it's brutal. He's down to a 300. I saw it after the game last night, a 300 on-base percentage, and I think it was like a 330-something slugging percentage. It's brutal. And I don't think they're going to take him out of the lineup because I think they're going to take other guys out of the lineup first. So, David, I'll tell you this. I put a lot less on Kevin Long than you do. I can't tell you he's doing a good job, but I can't tell you he's doing a bad job. The players just might not be good.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't see improvement from anybody.
Well, that's a good question. Who do we see improve? I mean, Bowman's played better lately.
Kyle Schwarber got better.
If we were to do year to year.
Schwarber's the only one.
He's the only one year to year.
The only one.
Changed his approach with things.
Yeah. He's the only one year to year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy, guys. It's just irritating to watch. But
horrible.
My answer today is going to have to be Cam Newton for you guys, though.
Because he's an absolute weirdo, but he was a pretty good quarterback.
Well, he certainly dressed weird. Cam Newton.
It is strange. I don't know if he's that. Like, he dresses unique.
I agree.
Not a sense
weird.
Of style.
that style.
I don't know him
weird.
Personally. It's like, I don't know if he's weird, but.
Yeah, I didn't sense he was
Cam
weird.
Fan. Huh? Sounds like you're defending Cam. Like, you're a
Well, I just
Cam
think that,
fan.
Like, weird.
Cam
I don't know if I would say
fan?
He's, like, weird.
I agree with you.
Like, he's not, like, Weird Al. You know?
Who would be the weirdest like Philadelphia weird athlete? Weird.
Of all time?
Whether he's good or not.
Brizgalov's up there.
Brizgalov.
The magician guy.
John Dorabos.
He's not weird. He was super charismatic.
No, he's not weird.
John is weird that he does,
the
does magic.
Guy.
It's just an activity.
Yeah, no. That's just, it's a hobby.
He's got the most amazing personality.
Brizgalov had so to be cool. Pretty high up
he's
there.
He's up there. Yeah. I mean, he was so weird, dude.
A bear. It's a bear. Remember that thing in the
documentary?
He's humongous
weird.
Big.
Oh, Sean's a great guy, man. Sean's got a different kind of personality, though, man. He's a good dude. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. Nothing's going to help this Phillies team before I get into the Jalen Hurts stuff. They have no, again, they don't have an it factor. They don't play with urgency. There is, again, something missing on this team. And it's not just talent. It's the lack of want, the lack of drive. Like, they're playing pathetic baseball.
See, I don't think it is, Joe. I people no, say that. I'll tell you why I disagree with that. There's not one player on this team that I question whether they're trying their hardest. I think they're just not that good at hitting the ball.
Or maybe just the manager's lost the locker room.
Maybe. Like,
there's nothing wrong.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but they're lethargic. They're going through the motions. They're playing good defensively in certain places, but when you go to the plate, and you don't have a game plan, and again, they're starting to fish again, overtry again, and this manager's answers in the clubhouse, it's baffling to me that everything's fine, and the Titanic's sinking. They are a half a game out of not making a playoff spot in a 2.5 week period, but everything's okay.
But like, no, listen, with an enormous payroll. I'd say this, Joe. I think Rob Thompson, the next month and a half, very important. Teams don't normally, change managers in July when they're trying to make the playoffs, but it does happen sometimes. And I think it could happen unless they come out of this malaise. Because if I'm – forget Dombrowski. If I'm the owner, I'm like, I'm putting hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. I don't want to waste one of these shots. And I think they better get their act together or Rob Thompson could be in trouble in the next couple of weeks. I really believe that.
Yeah, well, you're going to be in trouble with this now. So this is my favorite topic on the show for the last 3 years is Jalen Hurts. I am his number one supporter, Joe, and when it comes to your definition of him, I don't understand it. Like, to me, he is Mr. Fundamental. He is Mr. I want to get better. I just want to give you a little bit of stats in 2024 that you cannot ignore.
Okay.
Fourth quarter, when the Philadelphia Eagles went 10-0, his completion percentage in the fourth quarter, 79.4%. Yards per attempt, 11.6. Passer rating, 144.5. Seven incompletions.
Is that true? He only had seven incompletions in the fourth quarter last year?
Correct. On their 10-0 winning streak, correct.
Wait, hold on. You're saying it during a certain stretch of the season?
That 10-0 winning streak, that were his stats for those 10 straight weeks.
I got you.
They won.
Okay.
Correct. So when you rank a quarterback, I also look at the career that he's had where the first 15 plays are scripted and the Eagles' starts were pathetic. That's not him calling the game plan the first 15 plays, the first quarter, and the beginning of the second quarter where the Eagles had nothing. They had no life. They have life when Jalen Hurts is able to change the play at the line of scrimmage. They have life when he's able to change the pass protection or the run protection or switch things out. He is dynamic at that. And the more control that he had, especially, by the way, his passer completion percentage at the end of the first half is in the mid-75s. In the fourth quarter, his completion percentage last year was over 78. So when
for the
it,
whole,
when
the hold on, just real quick, for, hold on, key clarification. For the whole season. That's great.
Whole season, yes, 2024. When the game is on the line, when you need to have a big play, he's dynamic. I don't want to hear this. He wins with the town around him. He also makes dynamic plays when you have to make it.
Sure
when
does.
It's clutch, the third downs. Throwing the ball in an area to where it's not going to be intercepted. not trying to be hero ball. There's a lot that goes into playing quarterback.
I agree with that last point especially. I think he's very, very good at not trying to play hero ball.
So I am going to ask you,
you know how hard it is to split that difference? Let me add, Joe. I mean, that difference is what made seasons for Eli Manning. Seasons! This is why, two
and it destroyed,
times,
and it destroyed,
Eli Manning
destroyed
took
Carson.
Those risks that he needed to take. He actually had the, chutzpah to put that ball up there. That decision-making, that do I give my receiver a chance? Do I take the lower risk option? That's the biggest choice that these guys have. That makes them or breaks them. And Jalen is masterful in that regard. Yeah. I mean masterful.
I agree with that.
Above anything I've seen.
So I also agree, if you flip-flop Jalen Hurts and Jared Goff, Detroit Lions will win a Super Bowl last year. That's a huge difference maker when it comes to having talent around you, but playing hero ball where you make mistakes, where not letting the players around you who are great to make plays. Jalen does that, and Jared Goff did not do that, and that's why
Goff struggled at the end, but there was two different Lions teams. There was the Lions before they got injured, and then there was the Lions after they got injured.
No, he doesn't make the turnovers in the playoffs, Joe.
Goff was a disaster in that playoff game. There's exactly. No question. Joe, give me a great answer, bud.
I got one quick question.
Yes, sir.
2 minutes left in the game, you're down by four. Uh-huh. With a top five quarterback, you can't tell me you're putting Jalen Hurts behind Lamar Jackson. You can't tell me you're putting Jalen Hurts behind Josh Allen, who do play hero ball.
I put Jalen Hurts fifth.
What?
Put
behind
Jalen Hurts left. Yeah.
You'd rather have Lamar Jackson in a fourth quarter drive down by four than Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
You're saying that on live radio.
You know what? We're actually on about a 15-second delay in case you curse. So I don't know if that counts as live or not, but essentially, yes.
Joe, you're nuts.
Joe,
give you someone who's completely weird and good. He's
sure.
been good for over 45 years on radio.
Yeah.
He is weird to look at, but he gives you the best radio interview in the history of radio. That's Howard Stern.
All right, Stern. Weird but good.
He is weird, yeah. Have you ever seen Private Parts? He's definitely weird.
Yeah, I guess he's weird.
Very
yeah,
quirky.
I guess he's weird. All right, let's listen to let's get a Jihad Campbell update from Nick Sirianni. I got to tell you, before we play this, I will just say that I continue to be concerned this guy's not going to play for a while. It's just what it sounds like. Just listen to the very beginning of how Sirianni answers the question. Very, 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 very beginning. Here's Nick Sirianni yesterday talking about Jihad Campbell.
He said that Campbell won't be ready until sometime in August to practice. What are the expectations for him?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, I never want to put a timetable on anybody, you know. Some guys get through things quicker than others and vice versa. So no timetable on that as far as when he'll be ready. I know he's doing everything he can to get himself ready. And the second part of that question was?
Just the expectations for him based upon that. We saw Cooper, how it affected him.
Yeah, making sure that he gets all the mental reps that he possibly can get at this particular time. We're probably the only sport that practices more than they play, and then also that has more walkthrough even than you have practice reps. So, you know, he's going to be getting a lot of those opportunities to watch walkthrough, to watch practice, and get those mental reps. Because, you know, as a guy is not in, you know, obviously you're not working the fundamentals of block destruction or tackling or how to take the football away, but what you're trying to make sure that they have the mental part of the game down. And those are things that he can do in the film room. Those are things that he can do out in the field when he's watching practice. So that's the, you know, that's kind of his mission right now and our goal for him right now.
It's a great point by Sirianni, what they can do with him while he can't practice. But James, did you notice the way he answered that in the very beginning?
We'll see. Yeah. That was not a positive if you're hoping to see him soon. Yeah. I just, even the way he started with the we'll see was bad. And then he just goes into all the stuff he's going to do when he's
worried.
Not practicing. He didn't talk at all about him on the field. It's just what he can do off the field.
He sounds completely unworried. He sounds like a guy who last season had Cooper DeJean waiting in the wings, at the start of the regular season and they were able to incorporate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Separate him when he got healthy.
I agree. He sounds unworried. It's not about worry. I agree with you. He sounds unworried. I think
it's going to be a while here. Well, I don't know that. I think the distinction here, you got to remember, this is a college kid who had all sorts of stuff coming out of college. They had doctors picking at every part of his body at the combine and then the workouts and then every little thing.
And then they dropped him 15 spots.
Okay. And so I'm telling you right now, the worry about this guy that Nick has been asked about a ton was, hey, when's the edge stuff going to happen? We see he's lined up as an inside linebacker. And Vic Fangio is saying, hey, all in due time. I think right now they're just excited to get this guy back and playing. And it's on the inside first. You know, this is going to, I think, I mean, I hate to say it, it feels like we're all going to get really impatient because we want to see edge success with this player in particular, because we were told he's that unique mix that Zach Bond presents you with, where he was a guy who was an edge rusher who could also do off the ball inside linebacker stuff. That's so strange. We're talking for our side today. That is weird. That whole concept
is weird.
Yeah. Yet we're now counting on the same thing to happen 2 years in a row with an edge guy becoming an inside linebacker or vice versa. It really is just strange.
Well,
I think what they're worried about first and foremost is getting him completely healthy and inside linebacker ready, because as Nick has told us, or maybe it was Vic who told us, there's a lot more that goes into learning that spot. There's a lot more that learns into being the guy with the green dot on your helmet and calling all the plays and making sure everyone's lined up in the right place.
Let's get a lot of calls. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Remember, three best answers today to our question, who or what is weird but good? Three best callers' answers. Each person will get a pair of tickets for today's Phillies game. And that game is in 5 hours and 6 minutes. So, you know, we hope obviously if you win, you're able to come, but we'll give you the tickets. But bottom line is just know if you can't come to today's game, then, you know, you can't come to the game, which is coming up in a couple hours. So, all right, let's get to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, team. You know, that caller you had a couple calls back that compared Mahomes to Hurst, that was a very good, thought provocative call, and it's what WIP is all about. That was a very knowledgeable call.
It was.
Both parts. It really was.
Thank you. I thought he left out one big thing. See, I can't have a retort every time because I don't want to cut people off constantly. But the big thing is the Chiefs lean into Mahomes passing so much more. And if Jalen had to throw the ball so much more. Now, he doesn't have to because he's got a running game and he runs himself. But if he didn't have the running game and didn't have some elements, including a defense that he knows he could punt the ball to, then he might have to strategize different. And then
Mahomes wasn't very good in the first Super Bowl in 2022, and they used
He was incredible.
He was amazing. And he was a rookie.
No, I'm saying Mahomes was amazing. He won the game.
He wasn't great in most of that game. Jalen outplayed him.
In the second half, Mahomes was like God. I mean, they literally didn't stop him. Not one time. The only time the Chiefs did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl in the second half.
Didn't he run like 140 yards?
I don't know. The only time the Chiefs didn't score a touchdown in the second half was when they kneeled the ball to kick a field goal to win the game. And he was unbelievable. Now, in the first half, Eagles played pretty good against him. Second half, he cranked it up. Anyway, go ahead, Rick.
I think you responded very well to a very good call.
It was a fascinating call. It was.
So real quick, and I like hypothetical situations sometimes, but if for some reason Ertz would win his third or his fourth ring, where would you then put him up against Montana and Bradshaw, who, don't forget, both those good quarterbacks had a lot around them. Look at all the Hall of Famers they had around them. So what you have around you is very important. So real quick before I go to the Birds, if we get back to them, I don't know. I specifically went, because I live in Easton, to the game last night because Painter was pitching. And I know it's only one outing, but it's one outing against a minor league lineup. I sat behind home plate to watch his fastball. He starts everybody off with a 97, 98 hour fastball. Two home runs, three and a third innings. He gave up six runs. It looked like the approach of that minor league team was swing at the first pitch, like, you know how Suarez is always around the plate, and they crushed him. I mean, his ball had no movement, and this is not really a good report based on what's happening with our starting pitching all of a sudden, but just something to be aware of. It didn't look like he was ready yet, and I just hoped it was one bad outing, but can't have bad outings if we're talking about bringing him up at the end of June or early July against a Triple-A lineup. And that was just a thought I wanted to let you and the listeners know. Painter looked very, very mortal yesterday in that game. Just an FYI.
Well, it's good to hear. I mean, it's good to know. It's not good to hear, but it's good to know.
The ERAs are on five, isn't it?
But going to the Phillies, it's not what they can get. It's what they have now. Like, if I told you, again, a hypothetical, if they would trade, if they could get Ohtani and Judge and Mason Miller right now for all those studs in the minor leagues, you would go for that. But you know what? It's not adding an Ohtani or a Judge to this lineup. It's what this lineup has right now. They have so many, it looks like, automatic outs.
Yeah.
And the body language right now, I'm not saying run down to first base like Pete Rose, but they need some kind of spark, even when things are
I know. I agree with that. I agree.
And I just think they have too much in that roster that's going to hold this team back, and I hope I'm wrong.
Look, Rick, I'll take it back to the last Phillies team that won the World Series in 08. Think of it this way. You had the three true star hitters, in Jimmy, Ryan Howard, and Chase Utley. Star hitters. You had two outstanding, complementary offensive players in Worth and Victorino.
And Worth became great in the playoffs. Oh, like, listen, he just did.
He was awesome. And then, you know, I'm not going to, you know, go too far on the praises of guys like Ruiz and Pedro Feliz, but they weren't competent. Yeah, they weren't hitting .210. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, they were both great defensively. Great. Pedro Feliz.
Elite.
Pedro Feliz might have been, other than Jimmy Rollins, the best defensive player on that team.
I think he was the best defensive third baseman in baseball at the time, one of two or three.
He was a vacuum cleaner.
You know, Roland,
he was
whatever.
Yeah, he was incredible, you know, just cleaning up stuff over there. So, you know,
remember that lineup? And that lineup back in 2008.
Yeah.
Every month, two players picked each other up. They picked each other up. Rollins and Utley were hot. When they got cold, Victorino and Worth picked it up. And then Howard picked people up when everybody else was getting cold. That team picked each other up.
No, they did. All right, Rick, give me a great answer. Who or what is weird but good?
Well, weird but good. And before I do that, real quick, I was going to say, Philadelphia has a lot of sports issues. Hurts, and that D, and their D is not one of them. And Seltzer mentioned.
Well, the D might be. We'll say.
Don't forget that O line.
I need an answer, Rick.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, he was a great comedic actor and weird. Jim Carrey
has already been said.
That was my answer.
Although comedians open up a lot of possibilities.
Then we're going to go great comedian, and he was so weird. Red Skelton.
Wow. So, man, the one I started thinking about, who was the guy that died out on the road?
Sam
Kinison.
Oh, yeah. Sam Kinison's super weird. He's in Back to School, too.
Sure is.
Some really bizarre. Really bizarre.
When you bring out comedians.
Comedians are pretty weird.
Yeah.
Pretty weird people.
About Andy Kaufman.
Oh, I mean, that would just flat out win.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't now, but I'm sure there's some other comedians that could be said.
All right, full circle with Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Let's listen to Saquon yesterday. He talked, you know, his approach in the offseason and getting ready for the new season and the wear and tear and kind of what's going through his mind. Here's Saquon yesterday.
Was that hard for you to kind of like let your body rest? Probably, it seems like more so than you have in past years.
No. It wasn't hard because everyone that I trust told me basically, you know, sit down for a little bit. So in past years when I was younger, you know, you think like, oh, someone's getting better than me, or You know, like I'm relaxing, and you know, I see Derrick Henry running hills, or I see Christian McCaffrey posing something. Like the old me would be like, oh, I gotta go. I still have that competitive nature, but two completely different seasons. So just listen to everyone, and when it's time to go, I've been going. And when it's time to back off, I've been backing off.
All right, so a couple things here. If you're just tuning in, we've had a lot of discussion today about will the Eagles dial back Saquon? Should they? And if they do, you know, what happens? You know, do you trust Jalen in that moment more in the passing game? Do you trust Will Shipley more in that moment in the running game? Do you trust the Eagles' defense if the Eagles are less effective because they give the ball to Saquon less and now the defense has to do, you know, hold it down if the Eagles' offense isn't as good? And they wouldn't be as good if they don't give the ball to Saquon as much, I don't think. Interesting, and you can weigh in on all this, but an interesting thing from Ike Reese. So when Ike heard that yesterday, because he put out a tweet yesterday that specifically responded to that quote, and here's what Ike tweeted. He said, pay attention. I'm expecting a slower start to the season for Saquon. No worries. The smart play should be to ease him into his typical workload. Now, John, do you agree with Ike? Or do you disagree with Ike?
Slower start to ease him into his typical workload?
Because it kind of goes to what we're talking about today. What will their strategy be and what should it be?
I think, you know, that should be if the back himself feels like he needs eased in, and I can't imagine why in the world he would ever feel that way. I think he wants as many touches as he can get whenever he can get them.
But they may need to make the decision for him. He may feel, look, he could be completely fine early. But the thing is, I'm trying to play that game in February, 2 years in a row.
I think that their sports science department, man, they are on top of all that. They've got the pedometer readings for everything that these guys do. They got the number of, they know the number of steps they've taken every day of every, you know, every practice, every moment. They will have him right. And they're honing this whole process. Like, we are not just at the top of the NFL in, you know, Howie Roseman, incredible job in terms of just personnel, identifying the coaches that we have here. Incredible job of identifying the talent, piecing it together, using the proper techniques and you know, the plans for those skill sets. But now you're talking about something different types of skills, different types of sets.
All right, let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Great, Patrick.
That's cool. Hey, listen, real quick, you know, a couple things, man. How about Sly Stone passing away?
Yeah.
And the we missed Jaws' 50th anniversary, man. You know? Not Jaworski, the movie Jaws.
The movie Jaws, yeah. No, I knew it wasn't Ron Jaworski because he's over 50.
Yeah. But anyhow.
And it was Iverson's 50th birthday the other day.
And it was, too. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, everyone's tripping over that still. But listen, it's an Eagles talk. It's interesting how, first of all, this guy, Chris Sims, everyone should just stop saying his name because he's the biggest idiot. And man, did Ike Reese went on a rant yesterday that was of epic proportions, talking about Jalen Hurts and Chris Sims. And man, I don't know if any of you caught that, but he was on fire with it. And as far as, you know what, this whole thing with Saquon and, you know, Let these boys eat. I got the utmost confidence in what's going on, what they got going on right now. Each game's going to dictate different things. If we need to give Saquon the extra carries, they're going to give him the extra carries.
I'm curious. Let me ask you this question. If Saquon gets less carries, and he probably will, less touches, he probably will, who do you trust more to fill the void? Jalen in the passing game or the defense?
That's a good question. I'm going to go Jalen. The defense, I mean, we don't have the defense we had last year.
It's a tough one because we just don't know yet on the D. But
I will say we have something growing. We got something growing with this defense, even with the guys that we lost, I think. You know what I mean? I think we're taking a little step back defensively, but there's that culture thing going
the
on.
The young
now.
Guys. How about the young guys who played last year? who didn't necessarily start and get the time that, you know, the stars got, you know, like Cooper.
Yeah, like Jalix Hunnemore, like John Moe, and those type of guys.
Guys Ringo. Like that.
Look,
guys,
Trotter Jr. is going to have to contribute probably early.
Step in the right direction, just having that familiarity under their belts. They feel a lot more settled in this year than they did last year. I guarantee that.
But I think Jalen, listen, if Jalen needs to throw the ball down the field, I'm cool with that. If Jalen needs to tuck it and run it, I'm cool. If he needs to hand it off, you know.
Patrick, we got better receivers. We always talk about A.J. and Devontae. Our third receiver this year, even in that mandatory workout yesterday, the third receiver is out there making plays. Jahan Dotson, do you say Terrace?
Contract year.
Marshall, how do we say his name? Terrace Marshall?
I don't know.
Who knows? This is where you're making plays.
Yeah, this is where you go too deep. You went too deep. I'm with you on
third
John Dotson.
Third guy to make the team.
John specializes
in talking about guys that will have zero impact.
Think about the last few years where we were like going back to the guy who, quote, stretched the field, right?
Quest.
Third wide out.
John Ross. Signing John Ross.
We've gotten so little from that guy. And now, this year, I think we finally could see something.
Because Jalen's not going to get to the fourth and fifth receiver. He can't even get to Saquon. I mean, Saquon doesn't even catch the ball out of the backfield. Certainly Dotson's not going to.
And you attribute that to Jalen.
Yes.
You attribute that to Jalen.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Saquon's not a great receiver.
Oh, he can do fine.
He's not great.
All right, Patrick, I need an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
First of all, super bummed I can't hang out with you guys. I wanted to introduce my drum teacher, Mr. Brian, to you guys. He would have loved to met you. But anyhow,
wow, like Whiplash. You got a drum teacher. That's awesome.
He's a young Greg Allman when you look at him. Super cool guy, man. But anyhow, there's a Canadian disc jockey. For all you hip-hop lovers out there, Nardwar, the human serviette, is the disc jockey's name.
All right, my man. We got you. Patrick, appreciate it. All right, up ahead, more of Saquon, what he said yesterday, more from Hurts and Sirianni, all of whom talked yesterday. Also, maybe we get some comments from YouTube. We'll see. And a lot more. And the Aaron Nola thing, we'll drill back in on that because that's concerning. It's just not good. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Is your home ready for summer? This season can mean everything. You know, when it's a summer, it's storms, you got heat waves. That can lead to increased energy demand in your home. So get ahead of potential electrical problems before it's too late and just call the experts at Horizon Services for all of your home's electrical needs. Horizon Services, they have same-day service, so you won't be waiting around worrying in the sweltering heat. If it's a bigger job, say a new whole home generator, Horizon is giving you $500 off installation. As always, thanks to Horizon's expert teams, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So keep your family cool and comfortable, your electric bills down, and get ready for summer with Horizon. Click or call, day or night. Horizon is available 24/7 to help with all your home needs. Schedule a visit right now at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.